From NPR News, this is Day to Day. British Airways announced today that it plans to fly new routes between the U.S. and Europe. The airline is taking advantage of a new open skies agreement. And Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now with the details. Nancy, what is the open skies agreement and how does it figure into British Airways' announcement today?
Well, the Open Skies Agreement governs the number of flights between the U.S. and Europe and basically who can fly where. Now, the new British Airways flights will go from New York to either Paris or Brussels. And the U.S. used to have individual agreements with European countries. Now, Open Skies will cover all EU and U.S. airlines. So for the first time, it allows EU airlines to fly from any EU city to any city in the U.S. and vice versa. So European markets are opening up for U.S. carriers.
So it sounds like there will be more competition. Does that mean price drops?
That's the idea. And Josh Romano, who's an aviation attorney I talked to, he thinks we are going to see lower fares with this increased competition.
I wouldn't be surprised to see several other carriers from Europe offering additional flights and then having the U.S. carriers compete with them, too.
So, Nancy, European carriers, how do they feel about this agreement?
You know, they're not entirely happy with it, Madeline. They don't think it goes far enough. They're upset about two things. One, they want to be able to fly between different cities within the U.S., and this Open Skies Agreement is limited to only international flights. Now, secondly, they want to be able to buy a larger share of U.S. carriers. Right now, they're limited to a very small share, and that makes mergers very difficult. One airline analyst I talked to, Daryl Jenkins, says the Europeans are going to keep pushing because the U.S. market is a huge prize.
We account for about half of the traffic worldwide, so the attraction has always been the large population base, which is relatively affluent and has money to fly.
And Nancy, are the EU airlines having any success at all in gaining more access to the American market?
Not yet, Madeline, but they're not going to give up. They're expected to keep hammering away at this. There are meetings scheduled later this year to update the Open Skies Agreement. In its announcement today, British Airways made it very clear that it's also going to keep pushing for more access to the U.S. market. Now, there's even a threat that the EU will scrap the Open Skies Agreement altogether if Washington doesn't agree by the year 2010 to a second phase of Open Skies, allowing foreign airlines to buy more voting rights in U.S. carriers and letting them fly domestically. Again, that would make mergers a lot easier. But don't forget, in the meantime, U.S. carriers are going to be getting something out of this. They are expected to announce their own new flights to Europe soon.
It's hard to imagine the American skies becoming even more crowded, but we'll wait and see what happens. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.